Friendship is love without its wings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Friendship is love without its wings. Now you might think, isn't that charming? And that is the truth. Friendship is love without its wings. When love gets its wings, there is no friendship any longer, because there's only unconditional beingness, unconditional loving, unconditional sharing. Friendship is a lovely thing for us to do on a human basis and on a practical basis, because friendship is where we form relationships with people who like things that we like, who enjoy things that we enjoy, who like to play pool because we like to, and we like to play pool, or who like to just go fishing together, who like to talk together and share similar ideas. And you see, friendship is, unfortunately, another level of need. When you need a friendship, or you develop a friendship because you really need it, you're being possessed by that. And you say, well, Herb, by the time you're done, we're not going to be able to do anything that's human. Oh, what are you going to do? Only those things that are divine. Oh, what is my role? To teach you how to do everything that's divine. Now, you say, but, I won't care whether my dog falls and hurts himself or not. I said, that's right. You won't care whether your dog falls and hurts himself or not. You don't care whether your dog falls or hurts himself or not. You don't care whether your dog falls and hurts himself or not, because your dog doesn't fall in your consciousness. Your dog does everything harmonious. There is no need to be concerned about him falling and hurting himself. No need to feel sorry for him, which is your creation. But see him always walking, running, jumping, playing in most beautiful ways. Now, who is it who made this ludicrous statement? Terrible, terrible, ugly, ugly, ugly statement. A cat has 9 lives. Now, doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound rewarding? Isn't that nice to have 9 lives? I mean, you can die 8 times, you know, 9 times, or maybe 9, you know, and 9 times, and then after that, you're dead, you know. But isn't that wonderful? No. Because, you see, everything that you're saying is that no matter what problems a cat gets into, he's going to have 9 fatalities or 9 problems that are going to be super for him to face, that are really difficult. And is that what you want your cat to face? Do you want your cat, as your pet, as your creation, to live in immortality? Mm-hmm. Well, death would be interesting, because you're living in immortality. Do you want your cat always to delight in your presence? You want your cat always to think that you're just the smoothest person? Well, be the smoothest person. And you don't care what he thinks. He has to see you as the smoothest person if you are the smoothest person. And if you are the smoothest person, you will see him seeing you as the smoothest person. Do you get the message? Mm-hmm. It is our responsibility, as we are the creators of our world and our experiences, to create what we want. Oh, listen to that fire engine. Isn't that a beautiful sound? They love to play with the fire engine noise as they go by. Aren't they going to a fire or something? Or, hey, is that your thought? My thought is they just love to play with the sirens. Were you ever a kid? When you went to the firehouse, what's the thing you wanted to do more than anything in the world? You wanted to blow the whistle. And of course, if it's inside the firehouse, it's a little noisy. And if it's outside the firehouse, then people think you're going to a fire. But I don't know how they get around that with kids. Maybe they have them ring the bell or something like that. But interesting, you know, what are we creating? Now, the fire engine is always brand new. It never has to go anyplace or do anything. It's always brand new. It's all spanking new and shiny, and the paint job is just absolutely glorious, because it never has to go anyplace. But now, isn't it exciting to little human kids to see the fire engine? Oh, they're going to a fire. Can we go too? You know. Now, Who started that? Can we go too? Mom and daddy, adults. Because they said, I wonder what's burning. I wonder what's happening, you know. Curiosity. Here, are you the creator? They're going to run out there on a dry run. There is no fire. There is no problem. There is nothing that needs their emergency attention. But apparently they got a missed call, you know. But that irritates them. I should think the firemen would pray. All our calls are missed calls. They could drive around with a truck and blow their whistle and stuff, you know. But all calls are missed calls. There's no need for the fire department. You have a fire department because in your consciousness you have created the possibility of a need, but there is no need. But you think there is, and so for you there is. Now, you see, when you have your wings, when you as an angel or you as love has your wings, what happens? You see everything beautiful. You see everything whole and perfect. You don't see the need for anything. And if you are pure love and you're the angel of love or you're the unconditional love and you think, I think I'll go fishing. Hey, Joe, you want to go? Of course Joe wants to go. You wouldn't ask if he didn't want to go. He's free to go, and he wants to go, and he can go. He says, yeah, my wife just went to visit her mother, and she'll be gone for a couple of days, and I got to sit alone in the house, so I sure love to go fishing with you. Now, you hadn't planned on fishing more than a day, but he's got a couple of days to go, so you make it a couple-day fishing trip, which is just fun, too. But you don't have to do anything. You don't have to not do it or do it. You didn't have to take him along. My dad was an inveterate fishing man, you know. And he would go into the boat, and he would like to be alone after trying to teach us kids to fish, you know. And we just were talking too much and too noisy and shaking the boat and scaring the fish, as far as he was concerned, you know. And the fish are never scared of anything. They're looking at that worm. They're looking at that hook, you know. And so he started going by himself. And he would go out there and sit in the middle of the lake or over the weed patches or whatever. And he'd just sit there and relax. And he wouldn't see any boats going by. He wouldn't see the neighbors go, oh, hi, Bill. Hi, Georgia. He wouldn't wave at anybody. He knew them all. But he was fishing, concentrating on the fishing. And what was he doing?
Meditating.
You see, and he needed that excuse to meditate because he was a macho guy. And macho guys don't meditate. And so he got his meditation in very nicely. Every summer, he would come home from work on Friday night out to the lake, which was 30 miles away from town, you know, long, long way. And so the cars in those days, it was a long way. And so the first thing he'd do is, I don't know if they even changed his clothes, but I guess he did because I didn't go in his bedroom to watch, you know. But he changed his clothes to slacks and shirt and what have you, and he got in the boat. We had a big tin boat that he had made, big, you know, for the whole family, but the whole family never used it. And he went out and he fished, and he had a great time, and he meditated. But you see, he didn't need a friend. He had a friend. And who was that?
Himself.
That's right. And he was talking to himself, and he was sharing with himself. And this is the beautiful thing. This is why friendship is an angel, or is love without wings. Because the minute it has wings, friendship takes flight. It takes flight. Love just goes and does its magic thing. And this is what we want to do too. Just go and do our magic thing, because we are totally in charge of our life. And we should enjoy ourselves. And realize that friendship, while being very nice, while being very supportive in our human relationships and etc., it's still a matter of possession. Think about it. I don't expect you all to jump away from this and stop it. Like Gertrude in Switzerland said this morning on the phone, she said, I listened to your talks, and I heard the talk where you talked about Stefan, and I heard the talk. So, I mean, she's up on top of everything, and now she'll be up on top of the fact that I talked about her for a second here. But, you see, we're not friends. I love her dearly, I love everyone dearly, but I have no friends. And if anything were to be said, I have a friend of everybody, but I have a friend of nobody because I owe no one anything and no one owes me anything except to be themselves and have fun, and me to be myself and have fun. So you be yourself and have fun and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And as Gertrude completed her talk with me, she says, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you.
So I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.